Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby. Baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad. Palace Radio. Love fantasy. It's Buddy Baby.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, then the middle like morning to the EA. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future, all the same. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my friend now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's about. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's pressing the band. Coming out live.
Welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace, Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. I am Storm, and with me I have one of my fellow divas.
Ray Queen is in the building. Hey.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back, ladies. Look, ladies and gentlemen, we are here every Wednesday night. Same time, same place, 8 o'clock. Number to call, 563-999-3577. You must press that one button to be able to go on the air and give your feedback on the topics, the Diva Mail. If it's something that you want to talk about, you're more than welcome to call in and let's chop it up and let's have some good conversation. We're not licensed to do this. We just do this because we love it. So we were presented with a platform where we're able to come on and express a lot of everyday things that's going on. So we express our feelings, our topics, other people's opinions, and we just talk about it here on the Diva Squad. We've been in business for many years, 8+, so we're definitely not new to the air. We definitely do this because we love it, and we're looking to expand it and do a lot of other things as well. So with that being said, Ray Queen, how you been?
I'm good. I've been good. I cannot complain. I will not. Nobody wants to hear it anyway. Shoot. But I'm good. I am good. I'm doing well this week. This week has been nice. Working. And we made it to over the hump day. So for that, I'm grateful for. How has your week been?
It was just the opportunity presented itself, and it was like hump day. If you think of hump day, it's like, okay, halfway to Friday. And then it's like, who's pumping tonight? Yeah. So I've been pretty good, you know, just working. You know, I feel like that's one of the things that we do best outside of being mothers and, you know, and parents is, you know, we work. So definitely not allergic to it. You know, do that because we have to.
Yeah,
I would like to say, you know, we love what we do, you know, but we definitely do it and, you know, and strive. But we're thankful. You know, some people don't have jobs, so we're definitely thankful to be able to, you know, go to work and do what we do. You know, even though I do want to say we worked the whole pandemic, and I didn't see any extra money coming anywhere from anybody. I didn't see it. So maybe it's still coming. I guess wait for it. I don't know. But I didn't see any extra income come in, you know, or some essential worker / couple thousand. Mm-hmm. I didn't really see that. Mm. I mean, I did see the, you know, that semi money that everybody got. But I'm just saying there should have been something put to the side. So therefore, us essential workers were able to benefit because I didn't bring home, you know, that money that people was making because they were at home making more than the working person, and I didn't get any of that. You know, I'm not mad. Talking about it for a quick second, you know, and I'm hoping.
Still a lot of them getting it.
You know, yeah, still a lot of people, you know, but, and I'm not, you know what, I hope that whoever is getting it is using it wisely, you know. I hope that they're using it for good, you know. Mm-hmm. Don't definitely, I saw someone put like a little, it was some type of meme that was on Facebook, and it was saying, you got all that semi checks and you still don't have no AC in your car, you know. So I was like, you know, people were like pretty much saying that some people really didn't use that money for better. You know, people could only about the people that they know. They can't tell you about anybody else or how they spent their money. But reality is I hope that some people use it for good, you know. I hope
so.
I mean, shoot, we did. But I'm just saying, we use ours, but I'm looking forward to some more coming in.
Extra,
and, you know, shout
extra,
out to, you know, look, shout out to all those parents with, you know, with them little kids that's going to be getting that money starting tomorrow, supposedly every month from July to December, I believe they're going to be getting money, I think. Yes, if you have a child, I think younger, 17 or younger, you get, I believe the little babies, anybody under 6, I think they get $300 a month from July until December. It's like a child tax credit. So they get 300. So anyone with little kids, 6 or under, gets 300. From 6 to 17, they get 250. And this is money that they're going to get July, August, September, October, November, and December.
Do we get money for kids that for our young adults that are in college full time?
No. No. I didn't see, you know what, let me rephrase that. As of right now, I didn't see anything about that. Only thing I did read is the child tax credit for the children 17 and younger. They're going to get, the parents are going to get money for them. And I believe that's starting tomorrow.
People that work or like the, you know, low income that don't, that are on DSS? Like
No. Everybody who filed their income tax who got children around those ages. Between those ages are going to be getting money. So shout out to all you ladies that got like 4 or 5 kids. You know, you're definitely going to come up. So use
it
wisely.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I bet not see any nappy-headed children running around. These kids there better be done. They better be good to go. You know, if mommy got a fresh Louis or daddy got some fresh Louis or, you know, what's those $1,200 sneakers called? That them kids be getting. Yeah, if these parents got these fresh sneakers and they're looking good, you know, I'm just saying these kids better be looking the same way because you're coming up for, because of them, you know. So definitely hook them up with a little something. It's summertime, too. You know, nobody should be running around with nappy heads. I'm just saying.
There you
I don't
go.
Want to see any nappy-headed children, especially not when you're getting all that money. So definitely use it wisely, people. Just use it wisely. So happy birthday to anyone that's celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday. You know, it's not Capricorn season. In my head, Capricorn's the best season, but I'm just, you know, Capricorn's the best season because I'm a Capricorn.
Dead summer. But it's dead summer, and you talk about Capricorn. All I could think about Capricorn is winter and it being cold, girl.
Yes. But we're good people. But we're good people. We're good people.
Us Aries
so.
Are as well.
Yes. So shout out to anyone celebrating the birthday. Once again, also, congratulations to all the graduates, no matter what grade you graduated from, you know, or you moved up from. Congratulations to you, especially going through the trouble, you know, the struggles of being a pandemic, you know, doing all this during the pandemic. So shout out to all of you. For the kids that's going to be getting ready to go to college, you know, shout out to you guys. Use that money. Look, you heard me right. Use the money wisely. Use the money for the education. You can go and enjoy yourself for the experience, but you definitely want to get an education. Don't waste your parents' money going out there. Make sure you use it wisely. So with that being said, usually we have our Diva Mail, and then on top of our Diva Mail, we do have a topic. We have a couple things we're going to talk about tonight. So what we'll do is the phone lines are always open. The number to call is 563-999-3577. You do have to press that one button. What we're going to do is we're going to give our Diva Mail. So the phone lines are are definitely full. Thank you. We love y'all. But press that one button, just saying. We're going to give our Diva Mail. And then we're going to talk about one topic, and then we're going to definitely spend a few minutes with our 14-year-old African-American Spelling Bee champion. We're going to talk about her for a little bit and all the different things she's done so far. But we'll definitely, let's get to that Diva Mail. Ray Queen, what you got for us?
Can we get a drum roll, please? The long-awaited Diva Mail is back. Listen up. Dear Diva, I'm a strong, hard-working woman, 30-plus. I'm dating a male for 5 years who does not contribute a lot at all to my well-being financially and emotionally, et cetera. Is there any advice that you can give to where I should go with this? By the way, I love him, and he has proposed. This is Ray Queen speaking. I'm going to tell you like this.
I'm
a beautiful, strong woman. A beautiful, strong woman should never be struggling, not financially, not secure, not emotionally, never. As long as there's a grown man laying next to her, there's no way in hell that this should be happening. I'm passing on the mic.
I hear you. Well, I'm gonna take a quick second because I hear the sister, you know, which the diva male actually goes hand in hand because with the topic, you know, one of the topics that we do have about what questions do you ask your mate, you know, what questions do you ask the person that you're dating before you become into a committed relationship with that person. And these are definitely questions that she should have found out beforehand, you know. Of course, like I said, this is Storm speaking. This is just our opinion, my opinion anyway. Questions that you need to ask before you even say, yes, we're in a committed relationship, or yes, we're building and we're growing and we're going someplace, is you do want to find out, okay, are you working? You know, do you have a job? What's the situation? You know, you want to know these things because you don't want to get into a relationship with the person, you know, and the person doesn't have a job or is not receiving some basis to be able to contribute to the household.
Mm.
You don't want to be able to take care of a grown adult. So to me, I feel like a couple things kind of went wrong from the beginning, you know, where you should be asking these questions. You do want to get to know the person before you become committed. Because how do you know if this person doesn't have a job, they have no money coming in, but they love you, they want to be with you, you guys are building. Well, how are you building if you don't have nothing? What are you building with? Where are you going? And then for the person to even to propose to you, I mean, I'm sorry, ladies, but the nerve. This is Storm speaking. Like I said, it's just my opinion, but the nerve. Now, if you got a check coming in, you're able to contribute to the family, I get it, you know. But I don't want you laying in my bed all day while I'm going to work and I'm struggling and I got to, you know, do all this stuff to make ends meet, and then here you are with no job. No, you got to be able to contribute something. Don't ask me to marry you. We got to meet somewhere. I'm going to bring on a caller real quick. Paul, are you there?
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Hi, this is Janine. How's everybody today, Divas?
Hey.
Good, Janine. How are you?
I'm good. So I'm listening to that question, and, you know, she mentioned
help
a couple of things in that. Besides the finances, you know, she also mentioned that he wasn't contributing emotionally or supporting her. So it sounds like, you know, he's not bringing anything, you know? And as you said, there should be some questions. The first question should be, what's your plan? What's your plan? You know, every man needs to have a plan.
Yeah.
You know, so I think she needs to ask herself some questions. You know, what does she want? And then she needs to ask him some questions as well. You know, you're both coming to the table, and so you need to be able to say, what am I going to bring, and what are you going to bring? We're going to meet each other in the middle. So there definitely are some questions that she needs to ask.
Absolutely.
Now,
what
do you think that she should do right now, though? Like, since she's, I feel like there's so many questions she should have asked in advance, and obviously she didn't ask any of these questions, and it wasn't even thought in her mind. I don't understand why, but what do you think she should do at this point, though? What do you think her plan should be at this point?
You know what? It's never too late to pick up and start over again, ever. You know, in life, you know, they say we have wins and losses, but it's really not wins and losses. It's wins and lessons. In every situation, it's a win or a lesson, right?
Like
so
that.
She's got to learn from this. And she's got to pick up and say, listen, what do I want for my life? What do I want for me?
Yes.
And then she's going to put those questions together. If she's got to write them down, write those questions down that are pressing to her, those things that are important to her. You know, she can't know what she's going to have out of a relationship unless she knows what she wants out of a relationship, you know? And then, again, in that situation, you can't try to put too much on a person. You know, you know, I know sometimes we women get like that, but, you know, we have to, when you're in a relationship, It's service. You're there to serve each other, you know, and you got to come at it with that mindset. You definitely got to come at it with that mindset. You know, I want to serve you this way, and how are you going to serve me, you know?
Right. I agree.
Yeah, but
you can always
start over. It's never too late to start over. Never. So,
yeah, I think she should definitely write some stuff down.
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
You know, I know she's listening. I think that, you know, first thing you should do is just, you know, take a minute tonight, sit in your car, wherever you got to go. But you need to prioritize your life a little bit, you know, before you even take the next step with this person. Because 5 years in, yeah, I mean, you got it. A lot of things went wrong, you know. It kind of leads me to believe, like, what you being a strong, independent woman, what attracted you to someone who can't even provide for you emotionally, you know? Like, what attracted you to this person that got you to that point that all these years later, the person is not providing emotionally, physically, nothing. And you still stayed. And now you're questioning 5 years later when all these questions should have been questioned initially. But I say, you know, of course you can't tell a grown person what to do, but I'm still going to say it. I think that you should definitely sit down and have this conversation first with yourself and write your notes down of your expectations and do some self, you know, some self lessons with yourself just to see exactly, well, damn, why did I put up with this for all these years, you know, or what made me be with this person? I don't know. I feel like there's so many different questions. And, of course, she's not just going to say, you know what, it's over tonight. You know, she's not going to say that, I'm sure. But I think that you definitely should figure out your plan for yourself tonight. That you can do by yourself.
Listen, as you're writing things down, make a chart for yourself. On the left-hand side, you put the right at the top, give it the title, green flag. And on the right side, put red flags. So you put on in the left-hand column the good things that he does contribute or that he does, you know, have as a mate, as a companion or whatever. And the right-hand side where it says red flags, you put down those, okay? And you count out at the end how many red flags you have and in comparison to how many green flags you have and make your decision from there. We already know how many red flags there's going to be. I'm sorry, there's not that much love in the world that's going to allow me to go through that again. I've been there. And this is Ray Queen speaking. There's some feedback, so I need to turn if you're listening to the show and on the phone, turn it down because there's some feedback in the background. I'm speaking from experience. I've been there, done that. And it's never too late. Never too late. With this lady here, and I said it, what, last week, Storm, on the show? If I can't build with you, I can't chill with you. My pockets don't run too deep. However, you got to fill out a whole list of things. You got to pass a whole list of things in order to be the mate of mine. Because I'm not settling for anything. You got to physically fill out a long application. And I'm not paying. Red flag. Sorry. Nope. Been there, done that.
But you know what? That long list comes because you are involved, you know. I do like what Janine said, too, that it's never too late to pick up and, you know, make that exit.
Yes.
Because after all these years, you can make an exit. I was with someone for 13 years and I made an exit. Trust me, you can make an exit.
Mm-hmm.
You can truly make an exit. What you got in the beginning may not be what you're getting right now, but the question is, are you still going to tolerate what you're getting right now for another 5 years?
Yeah.
You know,
well,
that's,
you know,
something
what will
that,
end up happening. You know, if you don't make changes and corrections now, you'll end up resenting the person. You know, that's what will end up happening. And that's not what you want, you know. So you have an opportunity now to, you know, to make some corrections and put some things in place so that you don't end up in a situation where you're resenting someone and it becomes a bad situation that nobody wants to be in, you know? So it's absolutely definitely time for her to, you know, sit down and ask those serious questions to herself, of herself first, and then of her mate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Facts.
So, you know, I'm going to play devil's advocate. Do y'all really think she's going to do that tonight? I'm just saying. I'm sorry.
Not
I know
tonight.
You're listening,
no.
But
I'm up front.
I'm up front with it. You know, do you really think
it depends on where she is. If she's at the end of her rope, she will.
Mm-hmm.
If she's not, then she won't. But if she's really, really tired, you know they say if you're tired of being sick and tired, if she's tired of being sick and tired, then she will. But you know what? A lot of times we as people, I'm not even going to say as women and men, but as people, we don't know who we are and we don't know the power and the authority that we have. You know, we were created in the image of God. So we're in control of everything. And we don't realize that, you know, we have the power and the ability to make the necessary changes that we need to make. It's, a lot of times we're just afraid to make those changes and afraid to do what
we
need to do.
And someone told me this. True. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Lord knows I've been there. But listen up, people. Listen up. This was told to me last year. Changes if nothing changes.
Right.
So you have
to
make that change.
Right.
You have to make that change. If not, guess what? Nothing else is going to change.
Exactly.
So again, I quote, nothing changes if nothing changes. So good luck to you, Diva, that sent us in the mail, sent us the Diva mail. We definitely are, we're here for you. And to any other listeners, callers, listeners, we, you know, we're here to listen to anyone's, you know, if you have questions, you can email us, contact us on Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff, the social media. I don't remember, Ms. Storm, what's the GQ Palace email, Gmail?
GQ002@gmail.com. It's GEEQUE002@gmail.com. So one of the messages that just came in was we're asking to ask questions. What questions should she ask?
What questions should she what questions should she ask him?
Yeah, because I'm gonna read you exactly how this person asked the question. The question said, "You're asking the diva to ask questions. What questions should she ask?" I think they're asking what questions
should
she ask to me. That
in general, probably. But the first question she should ask is, what do I want? What do I want for my life? What do I want? Where do I see myself? Not even 5 years. Where do I see myself in a year? Start with short term. You understand? Start short term.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right?
Yes. You got to know your self-worth, girl. Know your self-worth and don't settle for a damn thing because a beautiful woman, and I will say it again and again and again and again, a beautiful woman has no business wanting or needing anything because it's out there. It's out there. Depends on what type of lifestyle you want to live. You want to be a you want to be an escort. You want to be a a video girl. You want to be a wife. There's good men out there. I'm just saying, a beautiful woman has no business wanting for anything from any man. There's enough men out there. You just have to put yourself out there. There's a good husband out there.
I don't want anyone thinking that because. If the diva mail had came from a male, just so we're clear, callers and listeners, if the diva mail would have came from a male with the same question, this is Storm, my answer would still be the same. You need to sit down and talk, you know, and have a talk with yourself and have a talk with the man upstairs and figure out what's your plan and what you want and why did you allow yourself to deal with the nonsense you're dealing with. You know, it's the same thing, whether it's a male writing it or a female writing it. You know, yes, all of us are ladies, but the answer is still the same. You know, if you're a male and you happen to get with somebody and the person, maybe the person was doing everything they had to do before, you know, because we get some diva mail from males and they feel like the women
Absolutely.
Get too comfortable, you know. They get too comfortable in the fact of, okay, now they got the man. They don't want to do their hair. They don't want to work no more because they had the baby. They want to stay at home. We get all types
mm-hmm.
of diva mail. And
Absolutely.
We receive from the opposite sex as well. So my answer would be the same. You still need to sit down and figure out a plan for yourself, whether it's male or female. You know, there's
uh-huh.
love out there for everybody, I feel. You know,
I was
everyone,
gonna say, there's a mate.
There's, you know,
yeah.
you can be loved, you know, by anybody. And I just feel that, you know, you definitely have to love yourself and know yourself and set a little bit of standards for yourself in order to really make it work. I don't know if you ladies, do you feel that if your answer would be the same if it was a male speaking?
Oh, definitely, I do. I actually have spoken to, there's a young man that I speak to who's going through the same thing with this young lady that he's dating. He has children with her, and he feels like he's tired because she has a very nasty attitude, and he doesn't like being around her. And that was the first thing I asked, well, what do you want? What do you want for you and for your children? And I would never tell anybody to leave someone. That would never be my advice.
Mm-hmm.
But I would always mm-hmm. say, you know, evaluate your situation. Ask yourself, what do you want? And then have a conversation. You know, we lack communication skills in relationships, and that's just the truth. You know, we don't know how to come to each other and say, listen, this is how I'm feeling, and I'd like to discuss it. You know, let's talk about this. And get some answers. But we don't, you know, we hold things in, and we don't bring that discussion to the table and say, listen, I'm feeling this way, and I want to talk about it. I want to discuss it. I want to come up with a solution or a resolution on how we can move forward.
Right.
I used to be the person, the type of person that would say, listen, if you love this person, you're the one that has to wake up in the morning. You're the one that has to go to bed at night with whatever feelings that you have. So if someone, you know, because there was this girl I'm going to use in particular. She would come to work crying all the time. He upset me. I don't know if I should leave him or what. And then the next day, oh, he bought me food. He bought me flowers. Oh, he made up to me. I love him. So, you know, I'm like, look, I said, if you love him, don't worry about what anyone else says, because you are the one that has to have to this man and whatever he dishes out and go to sleep at night. If you feel better at night being with him because you love him, just because you love him, then you do that. No one else can feel what you feel. Fast forward to now, male, an example. There's a male friend that I have, and he's dating this woman for a good four to 5 years now. And he is always down, hasn't seen her or spoken to her in days. And when they do see each other or whatever, it's, you know, it's like a toxic relationship. They don't get along, but he's been so patient, so kind, and does everything that he can for her. She just keeps playing games. Listen, man, I'm sorry. 4 years into this, and you're a grown man. I'm talking 50 plus. The girl happens to be 30-something. Maybe almost 40, but he's 50 plus. Look, first of all, maybe the age gap or whatever, I don't know. However, you need to leave this girl alone. Nowadays, I tell it like it is. Look, you're losing yourself. I've known this person for more than 10 years. Sir, you're losing yourself. Leave that girl alone. Move on with your life. You deserve happiness. Leave her alone. Cut you off. But you know,
see,
yourself.
I used to always
know
say,
yourself.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I used to always say, you know, oh, you know, you don't like to tell anyone to leave the person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I used to say, you know, you don't really want to say, okay, well, you know, leave this mate for whatever reason maybe, you know. But it's like when people ask you your opinion, you know, I first start off the question and I say, do you really want to know my answer? Like, or do you just want me to be that friend and just listen to you? Because if you want me to listen, I can listen, you know. But if you really want to know my opinion, then I'm going to give it to you, you know.
And she's telling
and
the truth, everybody. She's telling the
and
truth.
And when I give it, I give you my opinion, you know, straight facts. I'm not going to hold any punches because we're cool or whatever. No, listen, if I'm around you, that means I have a love for you. You know, we've bonded, you know, and we definitely have a very good relationship. And I'm going to give you my advice. Now, with me giving you my advice, if you still choose to do the things that you're doing, then I'm sorry. Then whatever you get, you get. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
And it's because you wanted someone's opinion. Obviously, you're not situation, but yet you're not tired of being tired because you're still there. So at some point in time, I still say you have to set a standard for yourself of what I will allow and what I will not allow. It's kind of like a battered woman or a battered man, you know. People say, oh, you know, I'm in an abusive relationship, you know, but he loves me. He hits me, but he loves me. The guy, she smacks me around, throws my phone, but she loves me. Tell me what a love is. Tell me where is that love. Because for me, I don't feel like love is supposed to be painful. I don't feel like love is supposed to hurt. Because if the love, personally, I don't want it. Because I don't want to hurt, you know. I want to treat you, and I want you to treat me the same way I'm treating you. So this way we can build and we can bond. And I say all of this to say, at this point in my life, 40 plus, you're kind of getting older, you know. You're not getting any younger. And if you still choose to be with someone and your answer is, oh, for the kids. So do you know what a toxic relationship is doing to your kids? Do you know how that affects them? You're showing them a relationship that you are condoning. So that means when they get older and they want to have a relationship, they're going to think the relationship that you two have is a good relationship.
Yep.
When it's not, because it's not supposed to be like that, you know. So I just, like I said, I say all that to say you have to set an example, you know, for the children that you do have, and you have to figure out what you want. Set a little standard for yourself. It's okay to be selfish and say, you know what, I want a man that got a job. You know, I want a man that is able to contribute to his family on a monthly basis. You know, I don't want a man that's just going to lay home in the bed and eat bonbons and shit all day, you know, while I'm at work slaving, you know, coming home stressed and body aching and feeling some type of way, and here you are laying at home in the bed like everything's great. There's no food done when I get home. There's nothing. That's how I feel about the diva male. Like, you got involved with somebody who can't even help you on an emotional level. Let's have that one-on-one conversation. You know, I was going to call you Janelle. Janine said it. She said it first, though. Janine said it first. She said, you know, you have to write it down and have a conversation and figure out what you want for yourself. You do. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yep.
And I'm sorry. It's not. Yeah. It doesn't make sense to stay together for the kids. I hear that all too much. Oh, the kids. Okay, well, if mommy and daddy's not getting along and mommy and daddy can't fix this, are you helping the kids, do you think, or are they hurting the kids? You know, the number to call is 563-999-3577. Press that one button, call if I see you. Press that one button, go on the air, and tell us what you think. Janine, real quick, the question I do have is the 14-year-old African-American, I'm probably going to say her name wrong, Zalea. I like Zalea. I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it, but I do like Zalea. It's Z-A-I-L-A. She won the she's the first African American that won the spelling bee. Okay. Now, since I think what they said, like 96 years or something like that. Now we had the show, I think it was last week or the week before. Why do you ladies think that the spotlight is on her right now? Do you feel it's because she has a story, or do you feel it's because she won the spelling bee and she's 14 years old and she's the first African American? What do you think about that?
I think the spotlight has to be on her right now because of the racial tension that that's going on in our society today. They have to put the spotlight on her, you know, and I'm grateful that, you know, for her accomplishments. They are amazing and wonderful all at the same time, but they have to put a spotlight on her because of what we're dealing with in our world today. And that's just the truth.
Yeah.
Now, do you think it's because there's a story behind what she, do you think it's a story behind her, or do you feel like the spotlight is pretty much because of everything that's going on? And, you know, let's just say if the world wasn't in such a turmoil right now, would you believe the spotlight would be on her still?
I believe that they would make mention of it. I believe that they would say this was our champion, and they might say that she's the first African-American to win that, but she's getting a lot of press right now because of that. And I think it's important. You know, we're dealing in a world, yeah, and it's because they have to show a sensitive side towards us right now with everything that's going on. They have to show that they're playing fair and they're being equal.
Right. I agree. What about you, Raekwon?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Same. You exactly the same. Yeah. I totally agree.
You know, I thought about it, you know, because then I was like reading up on her a little bit, and they said, you know, she's like a basketball star also, and you know, she like set records, certain records for like, say, I think it was like juggling like 6 balls at one time. Like she broke records before. I think she's a 3-time Guinness, Guinness World Record. And
yeah, for dribbling basketball.
But I've never heard of
her. Why haven't they
recognized
her for
that? Before.
Exactly.
That's my point. I've never heard of her. 3-time, she holds 3 Guinness World Records.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of her before.
Wow.
And so now.
Wow.
That's
me
why
neither.
I asked that question. Like, you know, not taking anything from her, but just saying, why do you think the spotlight is on her now when she has 3 Guinness World Records? She holds 3 of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we're just hearing about it now? I don't know. I wanted to know, like, how do you guys feel about, you know, how do you feel about that?
I'm happy for her accomplishments, and I'm hoping that even though it might, you know what the word says? It says what the world meant for evil, God meant for good. So, you know, what they might mean for their little gesture of equality, I'm hoping that she will turn it around and have a gain from this. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, I want to say, I do, I don't know if you ladies agree, but sometimes, you know, when, you know, the political way to say it is, you know how sometimes when they put the spotlight on our African-Americans, you know, they tend to have something to say, like, what is her name? We spoke about her last week, who, the Olympic, oh, my God, what was her name? Oh, my God.
Oh.
She was just in the news, colorful hair.
Oh.
She was running in the Olympics, I believe it was. Oh, my God, I forgot her name.
And she got busted for smoking weed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't. Mm. Probably wants to say Sinead, but I be making up names in my head. I'm telling you.
I don't remember.
I make up names. And I'm like, oh
God.
Yes. So the moral story is, usually I feel like they did it also. What was her name? They did it also with the gymnast. They talked about her hair. You know, like they gave her credit,
yeah.
But I feel like they found fault with, you know, with our African Americans. Oh, it's the hair, oh, it's the nails, oh, it's, and so, you know, I feel like they find fault you know, I wanted to know, how did you guys feel about that? Do you feel like enough is enough? Let's just give her kudos and let her enjoy herself. Like, why does there have to be something negative about the person? Why can't you just kiss them as they are?
Right. I agree.
You know, I feel like there's not enough of that.
Yeah.
You know, like,
true.
Like just let them
true.
Shine without you picking apart
right.
what they have on, you know,
every,
or,
yeah.
you know,
yes.
how their hair looks or their nails. Can't you just let them shine for a moment? Like, they're excited. They have, you know, they're happy. They're setting records. Like,
mm-hmm.
let them shine. I feel like if there's, you know, someone in the opposite, let's just say, or another race, you don't see them saying the same thing. Oh, look at their hair. Oh, it was colorful. Or hey, they had blue hair. Or, you don't hear them
mm-hmm.
saying it. But when it comes down to us, you hear a lot of, you get a lot of backlash.
Right.
So I wanted to know how your ladies feel about that. You see,
I don't think that's
going to change. A couple different things.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I don't think it's going to change. No, I think
no?
it's going to. I don't see any change. No, I really don't. I don't see any change. Nah. No.
That's so, you know, that's like a trick. That's what they have to do. You need, that's what
uh-huh.
That's in their mind. In their mind, that gives them a power position over anyone else. You know what I'm saying? And that's it's
yep.
just a trick. And we have to learn. You know, oh my goodness, we have to learn how the enemy works. You understand? We have to learn and
right,
know
right.
his tricks and his schemes. And we have to be ready to spot them and notice them at any given time. And all that
absolutely.
Is, you know, this is a play on the intellect. This is a play with media, and this is what they have to do.
Yes.
They have to portray
mm-hmm.
that in some shape, sense, or form that we're beneath them in some way, no matter what it is. Even
mm-hmm.
if it is a nitpick,
mm-hmm.
it's showing that they have a position of power over us. Or a position of stature over us. And so it's just a trick.
Right.
It's just a trick and a mimic
right.
and a scheme. But we got to be wise to it. We have to be wise to exactly what it is they're doing. They're portraying their presumption of us to the world. That's their perception
right.
of us, you know. But we have to take a stand and show ourselves as who we are. And if we feel great with our hair being colorful, then doggone it, stand tall and be proud. And heck what they have
absolutely.
To say,
exactly.
you know. But they're
absolutely.
Always going to do that. They're always
yeah.
going to do that.
Excuse me. I agree. I totally agree.
And you know what?
Opinion,
it's
yeah.
the sad part is that I agree, and it's just so sad. You know, it's so sad because it's like to be – I kind of, like, try to put myself in that person's shoes, and you just won something, or you just set a record, and they gave you props. And then in the next sentence, they talked about your hair, or why didn't your mother get your hair done, or how come the father wasn't there. It's like they find that negative thought. And to me, it's just, it's sad to be one of the kids knowing, you know, reading social media and reading all the backlash about it. That's sad to me, you know, and it's, and we just have to, I guess, as adults, we have to just make sure that we speak to our children to let them know that there's always going to be that negative person that's going to have something to say. And you just have to be strong enough to say, you know what, this is how I wore my hair. This is what I like for my nails. And guess what? It's on me, and this is what I like, and that's it. You know, your
absolutely.
Opinion doesn't matter when it comes down to how I look or what I do. What matters is how I feel about myself, which is part of that self-love, that self-care, you
yeah.
know, that we – you know, that we talk about, you know, so much.
You know,
but
it's so amazing that you say that
enjoy.
Because there was, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but there was an interview that Venus Williams was giving, and she made that statement. She said, I don't care what any of you think. She made that. Well, they asked her a question, and she said
mm-hmm.
it in front of hundreds of cameras. She said, I don't care what any one of you think. And I was like, yes.
Love it. Yes.
I'm the champion, yes. and you better recognize.
Yes.
That's what she said.
Exactly.
Yes. Wow.
And that right there is what we need to make sure that as we have our young African-American, and yes, I said African-American because really I feel like it's a lot of backlash that comes, you know, to us. And I feel like we have to make sure that exactly what her response is what we want our children to know, that you don't need someone else to validate you in any kind of way. You know, you validate you. You have to make sure that you make, you know, I'm standing right here and I'm standing as pure and as I am. And this is what I'm presenting to the table. And it's either you take it or you leave it. But how I look has nothing to do with my victory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my victory is my victory.
Right,
know.
That's right.
Okay. All
right. That's right.
So do you ladies have any final thoughts? I know we went a couple different places tonight. And callers, we see y'all, you know, but like we always say, you can press that one button and be whoever you are. That's the benefit of calling in. And we're not on, you know, we're not on Zoom. We're not bringing you on the air. People see who you are. You know, you can always call in and be whoever you are. You don't have to say your real name. You know, your opinion is your opinion. And I always get all these messages, you know, in the switchboard. And it's funny how people ask the questions in the switchboard, but they don't want to go on the air to ask the question.
You know what? I'm going to start doing this. We shout out. We always mention, you know, at the end of the show with our final thought. I know, you know, most times I, you know, go through the list of people that's on, that called in, that pressed the one and all. But I'm going to, you know, I started, I think the week before last or last week, giving a shout out. Last week I gave a shout out to one of the new groups that I'm in. This week I'm going to give a shout out to my girl, Michelle Shantae. She's a new listener. And thanks for listening in. Next week you're going to press one, girl. And my final thought, I'm going to give a final thought on tonight's show. This is Ray Queen speaking. I don't care what any of you think about me, period, point blank, and I'm passing on the mic. What a great show it was tonight. Oh, my gosh. Thank you to all of the callers and listeners. Thank you, Janine, for once again calling in and chiming in with us and chopping it up. We look forward to having many more shows with you. Keep it up, girl. We're gonna have you as a guest diva when one of us are missing.
Yes.
You know, need a break. That's how some of us were brought on. Shout out to everybody else who's calling and listening. Big shout out to our CEO and our exec, Rich Money and Storm, and my sister Divas, Miss Storm and Ms. Mobetta, and I'm going to pass on the mic. This is Ray Queen. What an awesome show, and I'm passing on the mic. Ms. Janine, tell us what it was tonight, girl.
Listen, I thank you, ladies. I thank you so much for allowing me to come on and to, you know, just voice myself and to hear what you have to say and listen to some pressing issues that are going on today. And I just want to leave you all with this. This is my daily affirmation, and this is what I do and say to myself each day. I say, I am what God's word says I am, and I can do what God's word says I can do. That's it. That's
Woo!
It.
Love
right?
Yes.
And nothing
like
is too
that.
Bad
yes.
for me.
Yes.
Nothing
yes.
is too great for me.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
There you
yes.
go. I'm going to drop the mic on that.
Yes, I like it. Thank you. Yay. All right. So it's your girl, Storm. So definitely want to just give a final thought real quick. Shout out to Miss Mobetta. We missed you tonight, sis. But we know that, you know, you're doing what you do. You know, we know you're doing what you do. You do. But we miss you tonight, and we look forward to everyone calling in next week, on Wednesday, same time, same place. So my final thought is, when it comes down to diva mail, girl, get your list together. Prioritize your life,
Amen.
What you want, what
Amen.
You expect,
yeah.
things that you have
yeah.
to work on for yourself. So this way you're good to go, and therefore – you won't have to look for someone to complete a piece of what you're missing, you know? You want someone that's going to bring to the table what you're bringing to the table. I believe someone said equally yoked, you know, back in our earlier shows.
Mm.
You know, they want mm. someone that's equally yoked with them. And my thing is guess what? If you don't have a job, you know, and you don't have any income coming in, I get it. You know, if you can't provide anything emotionally, when you're getting with a grown woman, a grown adult, nobody wants to take care of another adult. I'm sorry. We don't. We have children that we have to take care of. We have responsibilities. We have to set role models for our kids. And as we're setting those role models and we're being role models for them, we're setting examples for them, we want them to know that you don't want to have to take care of a grown adult. You know, you want that person to meet you halfway. And unfortunately, this is 2021. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, there's nothing wrong with saying I'm setting my standards to a certain height and I need you to meet me there. There's nothing wrong with that because it's you setting your standards and you're saying what you want to accept and what you don't. And you have a right to do that. But don't accept less and then complain about it later on because you got less from the beginning and you accepted it and you wanted it and you allowed it. So at some point in time, you have to make sure that you just set the bar high of what you want. And shout out to, I'm going to say it, I know I'm chopping her name up, but it doesn't matter. I really think that it's Zalea, and I think it's beautiful. I think that name is beautiful. I think that's really beautiful. Shout out to you. We're so proud of you, of your accomplishment, and keep striving. Zalea.
Okay. Okay.
You know, don't stop here. You know, don't stop. Just keep on going. Keep on striving and showing them that you can do all things. And I believe it. We believe it. And with that being said, it was a wonderful show. Shout out to Janine. She definitely came through with a lot of knowledge. And we welcome her back anytime. You know, she definitely came through with the knowledge. Miss Mo Betta, you were missed this evening. But Janine called in, and we had three lovely ladies that was definitely doing a thing. So we enjoyed ourselves. So with that being said, it's have a blessed and safe week. Blessed and safe weekend. Enjoy yourself. And God bless you all.
Yes. Amen.
Was tight. I know she saw me watching but was scared to look my way. I know she wants to look, but I think I gotta shoot. Under pressure, don't know what to do. She's got two cuties with her and I got my peoples too. She put it in one, stepped on a gun and made it you. Looked inside, gave me a smile, did she do? What am I gonna do? Where did she go? Where I'm thinking of she.
Yeah. must admit.